要来瞻仰你的荣美。
We welcome to watch your glory.
我们要来敬拜你。
We come to worship you.
求主你今天的灵大大与我们同在，
May your Holy Spirit be with us today.
让我们在这里支取你的智慧，
Let's get wisdom from you.
让我们寻求你的带领，
Let's seek after your guidance.
让我们这一生行在你的路当中，
Let our whole life walk in your way.
从今直到永远。
From today to forever.
我们把今天不与我们同在的弟兄姐妹也交在你的手里。
We put the brothers and sisters who are not here today into our hand too.
无论他们在哪里，求主你都丰丰富富的赏赐各样的恩典。
No matter where they are now, please bless them richly.
特别是在参加冬令会的弟兄姐妹，求主你让他们得灵里的宝珠。
Especially for the brothers and sisters who are attending the Evangelical Conference, please bless them with your spirit.
保守他们路途的平安。
Protect the safety of them on the way.
也保守我们在座的众人，寒冷的天气当中，有你自己的看顾。
Also protect all of us here. Your blessing for us.
求你与我们同在。
May you be with us today.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen。
Amen.
弟兄姐妹平安，
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
欢迎参加2009年最后一次的主日敬拜。
Welcome to attend the last Sunday worship in 2009.
再过几天就是2010年了。
It will be 2010 in a few days.
时间留不留得住呢？
Can we keep time?
我想大家都很清楚，时间是留不住的。
I think you are all very clear. We cannot keep time.
我们过一天就少一天，
We lose one day after living for one day.
我们过一天就离耶稣基督再来的日子更近一天。
And the day when Jesus comes back again is one day closer.
不过我还是要跟大家说 Happy New Year。
I still want to say Happy New Year to all of you.
你也可以跟你周围的弟兄姐妹寒暄一下 Happy New Year。
You can also greet to each other who sit beside you.
其实大家也都明白，除了时间以外，还有很多留不住的东西。
Actually, you all understand. Besides time, there are a lot of other things that we cannot keep.
哪些东西呢？
What are they?
我们今天要从圣经里面一卷智慧书，也就是我们刚才讲的传道书，我们来看。
Today we'll read together a wisdom book in the Bible, Ecclesiastes.
这是所罗门王所写的一卷书。
This is a book written by King Solomon.
所罗门王大家应该都不陌生。
We are all familiar with King Solomon.
他是一位向神求智慧的以色列君王。
He was an Israeli king who asked for wisdom from God.
既然是有智慧的君王，他的话一定可以给我们很多的智慧。
Since he was a king with wisdom, his words should give us a lot of wisdom.
他的话应该让我们知道什么是好的，什么是我们可以放下的。
His words should tell us what is good and what we should put down.
所罗门这一位君王是在以色列最强盛的时候的君王。
Solomon was a king during the era when Israel was most prosperous and strong.
所以他所经历的事情超越许多的君王。
So what he experienced surpassed many other kings.
可是如果你读过传道书，你会发现他竟然在传道书里写说虚空的虚空这样的句子。
However, if you have read Ecclesiastes, he said such words like meaninglessness of meaninglessness in the book.
好像他身为一个最强盛时期的君王，仍然得不到人生的满足。
It seemed that he still could not find satisfaction in his life, even though he was king during the most prosperous and strong era.
在整卷传道书里面到处充满这种思想。不过今天因为时间的关系，我们来看第二章里面的，他所讲的。
His thoughts was full in the book, but now we'll read chapter 2 in the book.
我们一起来看。
Let's read together.
所罗门王似乎觉得人不会轻易的满足。
King Solomon seemed to think that people could not be easily satisfied.
所以二章的第一节，他就用一种自问自答的方式，好像要找出一个问题的解答。
So it seemed that King Solomon wanted to find an answer to a question here in verse 1 by asking and answering the question himself.
他的问题就是，人能不能从欢乐找到人生的满足？
His question is whether people can find life satisfaction in pleasures.
所以他在这里开始检视两件事情。
So he started to explain two things here.
这两件事情叫做喜乐跟嬉笑。
So the two things are called pleasures and laughter.
人如果追求喜乐，追求嬉笑，那我们就看看这两件事情到底有什么用吧。
If men pursue pleasures and pursue laughter, so let's see what role these two things play.
但是在这里，我们有一个词要分辨清楚，就是中文翻译的喜乐。
Here we need to explain clearly or tell one word here, the pleasure in the Chinese translation.
我们常说喜乐是良药，喜乐是从神来的。
We often see pleasure as good medicine, and pleasures come from God.
但是所罗门说的喜乐，请注意，不是指从神来的喜悦说的。
However, the pleasure that Solomon mentioned here does not mean the pleasure from God.
圣经里喜乐这一个词也用在自我放纵的欢乐上面。
The word pleasure in the Bible also refers to self-indulgent pleasure.
所以第一节、第二节这里的喜乐，指的都是这种自我放纵的喜乐。
So the word pleasure in verse 1 and 2 both refer to the self-indulgent pleasure.
另外一个词就是嬉笑。
Another term, laughter.
嬉笑这个词翻译的比较好。
The translation of this word is good.
这个字在希伯来文里面原本的意思就是笑。
The word in original Hebrew meant laugh.
可是，传道书的作者，他的意思，这种笑也不是一个正常的笑。
The author of Ecclesiastes, used it here, but doesn't mean that it's normal laughter.
而是一种在宴乐当中那种没有意义、那种轻狂的笑。
But here he referred to a kind of meaningless and wild laughter in a feast.
你们会这样笑吗？
Can you laugh like this?
Okay. 大家都好像很正常的样子。
You all look normal.
所以他的结论是，喜笑是狂妄的，轻浮的喜乐也没有功效。
So his conclusion is that laughter is foolish. Shallow pleasure does not accomplish anything.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为让自己放纵在玩乐上的人，只是借着作乐逗趣，暂时逃避人生的问题而已。
It's because people who are self-indulgent in pleasures only look for fun in pleasures while escaping temporarily from problems in life.
如果你看第二节，所罗门说这里是狂妄的。
So if you look at the verse 2, Solomon said this is foolish.
哎呀，就像英文说的，狂妄其实它的意思比较好的翻译是foolish, 愚蠢的。
The better understanding of 狂妄, the Chinese characters here in English means foolish.
如果你的人生是去寻求这种生活态度，这个人是愚蠢的。
So people who seek after this kind of life attitude are foolish.
面对人生中各样的问题，单靠这样肤浅的喜乐是不能解决问题，是没有功效的。
Facing all kinds of problems in our life, we can't solve any problem with this kind of shallow pleasure.
既然这两样都是没有功效的，所罗门就更深的去探究 什么才是对他有益处的？
And it does not accomplish anything. So if both do not accomplish anything, Solomon then explored further what should be beneficial to him.
而且他不是随随便便的去探究。
And he did not explore it casually.
第三节说，他的心仍是被智慧引导的。
In verse 3, he says his heart was guided by wisdom.
因为上帝给了他智慧。
Because God gave him wisdom.
他的心就被上帝的智慧所引导。
And his heart was guided by God's wisdom.
虽然他仍然活在一个属肉体的世界里面。
Although he lived in a secular world.
他仍然可以靠着神给他的智慧，找出人生当中有意义而且该做的事。
He can still look for the meaning of life and what was worthwhile to do. With the wisdom of God, he gave him.
第三节酒这个字是一个比喻。
The word wine in verse 3 is a metaphor.
就是指放纵在那种肤浅里面肉体的生活。
It refers to the indulgence in the shallow and worldly life.
各位弟兄姐妹，世界上有很多人是这样过日子的。
Brothers and sisters, many people in this world lead such life.
我们很多人都从亚洲来。
Many of us come from Asia.
我想大多是来自中港台三个地方。
And most of us are from mainland China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan.
大家应该都同意这三个地方有一个共同的特点。
I think all of us would agree that there is a common feature in the three places.
就是有很多过夜生活的地方。
That is, there are many places that offer nightlife.
我听过很多人跟我讲，美国没有夜生活。
I hear many people tell me that there's no nightlife in the United States.
我一听就知道这些人是从中港台三个地方来的。
When I hear this, I know that these people are from mainland China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan.
这三个地方都有很多吃饭、喝酒的地方，唱 KTV 的地方。
In these three places, there are many places to eat, drink, and sing karaoke.
而这些地方都是工人消遣娱乐、寻求欢乐的场所。
These places are for people to entertain, to have fun, and to have pleasures.
很多上班族下了班以后，就三三两两、三五成群的到这些地方去寻欢乐和嬉笑。
Many working professionals would go to these places in small groups for pleasure and laughter after work.
当然，美国这里也有所谓的 bar。
There are so-called bars in the United States.
我是没去过，就是。
I haven't been to those places.
那这种生活形态，就是所罗门所说的，是一种放纵的，是一种暂时的逃避问题的喜乐。
This life situation is what Solomon called a kind of pleasure that is indulgent, temporary, and avoiding life issues.
当人遇到苦闷、压力，或者是需要慰藉的时候，往往就借这样的方式躲避痛苦跟问题。
When people encounter bitterness, gloom, pleasure, and when they need comfort, they usually want to use this method to avoid pain and problems.
或者他期望在这样短暂的欢乐之后，可以冲淡内心的愁苦。
Or they want to expect it to reduce the bitterness and sorrow in their heart after the temporary pleasures.
可是传道书的作者讲得很清楚。
However, the author of the Ecclesiastes said it very clearly.
这些都没有用。
These are all useless.
甚至于是愚蠢的。
They are even foolish.
人不能从这里得到任何的满足。
People cannot find any satisfaction in this.
所以接着他举出更多的实例，更清楚的来强调这些欢乐是无益的。
He continued to give more examples to explain that these pleasures are meaningless.
他借着神给他的智慧去检视他所看见的、所经历的。
He explained with God's wisdom what he saw and experienced.
第四节到第十一节就在做这些事情。
Verses 4 to 6 are for this purpose.
4 to 11.
Oh, 4 to 11, sorry.
他做了哪些事呢?
What did he do?
4到6节, 他为自己整理了很好的居家环境。
In verses 4 to 6, he created a very nice living environment for himself.
如果你看4到6节, 他说他动了大工程,建造房屋,造修园域, 还有栽种各样的果木,挖造水池等等等等。
If you read verses 4 to 6, he undertook great projects, built houses, planted vineyards, made gardens, parks, and planted all kinds of fruit trees, and built reservoirs.
虽然他在这里传道书里面没有讲得很清楚他做了哪些事情,
Although he did not describe all the details here,
如果你手上有圣经,你可以翻到历代志下第9章。
If you have a Bible, you can turn to Chronicles, second.
Chapter 9.
Chapter 9.
你就可以看见所罗门他在那边形容自己有多么的奢华。
And you will see how Solomon described how luxurious his life was.
他的宫殿是檀香木做的。
His palace was made of algum wood.
他的宝座是用象牙包着金子做成的。
His throne was inlaid with ivory and overlaid with pure gold.
连放脚的那个脚凳都是金的。
Even the footstool was made of gold.
不但如此，他还从外地运来金银和很多的奇珍异兽，供自己享乐。
Besides this, he also brought back from other places gold, silver, and many special and precious animals to entertain himself.
你就可以想象他的生活是多么的奢华。
So you can imagine how luxurious his life was.
第7到8节我们看见所罗门的富有。
We can see Solomon's wealth in verses 7 to 8.
他雇佣了很多的仆人，拥有很多的牲口。
He hired many maids and owned many herds and flocks.
这里是传道书的2章啊。
It's in chapter 2 of Ecclesiastes.
所罗门说他所拥有的比耶路撒冷众人所加起来的还要多。
Solomon said that what he owned was more than what all people in Jerusalem owned.
他有数不完的金银财宝。
He owned countless gold, silver, and treasury.
还有很多的奇珍异宝。
And many special and precious animals.
有自己专属的歌星跟后宫佳丽。
He had his own singers and pretty concubines in his palace.
可见他是多么的富有。
So we can see how wealthy he was.
第9节所罗门说他还不只拥有这些而已。
In verse 9, Solomon said that he did not only own this,
他日渐昌盛,
but he became more and more prosperous.
意思是他越来越富有,
that means he's wealthier and wealthier.
远远超过耶路撒冷的人,
greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem.
各位,这句话的意思是他花了很多的心思,很多的时间换得这么丰富的物质生活。
He means that he spent much time, energy, and used his mind to gain such wealthy material life.
也就是说,他人生的循环就是不断地累积财富。
In other words, his life circulation was to accumulate wealth and treasury.
然后不断地追求享乐。
And then continue to pursue enjoyment.
所以你如果看第10节, 他在第10节承认说, 只要他眼所求的,我没有留下不给他的, 他的心所乐的,没有禁止不享受的。
So he also acknowledged in verse 10 that he denied himself nothing his eyes desired, he refused his heart no pleasure.
他看到的,喜欢的东西,他就想要。
He wanted whatever he saw.
他心里所想的, 就要达成。
He won't achieve whatever he thought.
他使用他的财产作为他享乐的本钱。
He used his wealth and possessions as the foundation of his entertainment and pleasure.
我不知道各位读到这里的时候有什么感觉。
I don't know what you feel when you read this.
也许大家会想说，哎呀，所罗门王真是幸福。
Maybe you will think that Solomon, was so happy.
他在世的时候是这么强盛、这么富足的时期。
When he was in power, it was a time when Israel was most strong and prosperous.
比那些苦哈哈的君王好多了。
It was much better than other kings who had a bad time.
在那个时候，世界上都知道所罗门王。
At that time, people in the world all knew this king, Solomon.
而因为以色列的富强，世界各国都要跟他结交。
Because of the wealth and strength of Israel, every country wanted to establish relationship with this country.
而且作为一个王，他可以为所欲为。
As a king, he could do whatever he wanted.
他只要他想要的，没有办不到的。
Nothing was impossible if he wanted.
所罗门王既有权又有势。
Solomon, King Solomon had power and status.
所以他的生活一定非常的舒适，非常的愉快，非常的充实，非常的满足。
So his life must be very comfortable, very pleasant, fulfilled, and with great satisfaction.
可是，所罗门说，神给他的智慧仍然存在他的身上。
However, King Solomon said that the wisdom that God gave him stayed with him.
所以他虽然过着这样奢华的日子，天天宴乐。
So although Solomon led a luxurious life and had a feast every day,
他没有现实上的忧虑。
He did not have any worry in the practical life.
但是所罗门王知道这些不过是过眼云烟。
But King Solomon knew that all this were as floating as fleeting smoke and passing clouds.
这些是暂时的，这些是虚空的。
They were temporary and meaningless.
是没有益处的。
And not beneficial.
他拥有世界上的财富。
He owned the wealth of the whole world.
他有世界上的这个各地的珍宝。
He had the treasury from all over the world.
他尝尽各地的美味。
He tastes all delicious food of all places.
他也可以欣赏各国的佳丽。
He could enjoy a pretty woman from many countries.
可是从这些，他只得到一个结论，就是虚空。
From all this, he had a conclusion that all this are meaningless.
就是捕风。
A chasing after wind.
这是所罗门这样一个人，同时拥有财富、权势、宝藏的人。在第十一节所下的结论。
This is the conclusion of Solomon in verse 11. A person who owned wealth, power, status, and the wisdom from God at the same time.
人花了很多的时间和精力去追求，很多人心里所向往的。
What people pursued after spending a lot of time and energy.
可是到头来却是一场空。
Turn out to be all in vain.
这些追求到的事物对人生来讲毫无益处。
These things that people gained are just meaningless to their life.
没有任何的意义。
It's meaningless.
如果我们好好的想一想，弟兄姐妹，这正是这个世界的取向。
If you think carefully and seriously,This is just the trend of this world.
这个世界正是要人往所罗门形容的那个方向走。
The trend of the world is toward the place where Solomon described.
很多人奋斗的目标就是为自己累积更多的财富。
The purpose of people working hard is to accumulate more wealth for themselves.
就是用这些财富去取得更多的财富
，and even gain more wealth with the wealth that they already have，
或是用这些财富去取得更多的享受
or use this wealth for more pleasures.
我们身边不乏有这种人。
We can find this kind of people around us.
我认识一个人。
I know a person.
他大学毕业以后就学以致用，进入他那个行业。
After college graduation, he found a job in the profession that he could use the knowledge he had.
他在一个大的事务所里面，从一个小职员干起。
He started from a low status office employee in a big company.
在这个公司里，他很勤奋的工作。
He worked very hard in the company.
他学到很多实务上的经验。
He learned a lot of experience in the business.
他结交了很多的同行的朋友。
He got acquainted with many colleagues.
他也认识了不少的客户。
He also got to know many clients.
几年以后，他就跟他的同事合伙。
After a few years, he collaborated with his colleagues.
他自己开了他自己的公司。
He started his own business and registered a company.
当然，一开始就是一个中小企业。
Certainly, at the very beginning, it was a small and medium-sized enterprise.
在这个时候，他每一天大概睡四个钟头。
At that time, he only slept for 4 hours every day.
其他的时间都是去拓展业务。
For other times, he all used it to extend his business.
去打通啊，所谓的人际关系。
To establish more human relationship.
他很卖力的工作。
He worked very hard.
让这家公司的规模越来越大。
So the scale of the company increased larger and larger.
从四五个职员一直扩充到三四十个人。
He had 4 to 5 employees at the very beginning, and later he had 30 to 40 employees.
从小办公室变成大办公室。
His office changed from a smaller one to a bigger one.
而且他的业务还在不断的攀升。
And still his business became larger and larger.
他已经成为那个行业里面相当有口碑的公司。
And his company became a company that has good reputation.
他在做老板以前，跟太太住在一个郊区的apartment 里面。
Before he became a boss, he and his wife lived in an apartment in the suburb.
他的 apartment 不到1000平方尺。
His apartment is less than 1,000 square feet.
可是当他他那个时候开的是这种平民化的轿车。
At that time, he drove an ordinary car.
当他的收入越来越好以后，他就从那里搬到市区里面。
After his income became higher and higher, he moved from the suburb to the urban area.
他在一个大厦里面买了一间差不多7000尺的房子。
He bought an apartment. In an apartment building which was about 7,000 square feet.
在台北那种寸土寸金的环境里面。
In Taipei, in the circumstance that the land is very precious.
他们一家光停车位就有三个。
He had three parking lots.
而他开的都是顶级的进口轿车。
And what he drove was the most modern imported car.
各位，我想这就是很多世间上的人生活的模式。
I think this is the life mode that most people in this world have.
不断地寻求更好的收入，能够更新自己的生活品质。
They continuously pursue higher income, update their life quality.
不断地寻求更高的享受。
Continuously to pursue better enjoyment.
可是这位有智慧的传道书的作者却说，这些不能带给人生满足。
But the author of Ecclesiastes with wisdom said, this cannot bring people satisfaction in life.
只有空，虚空而已。
But they are meaningless.
我讲到这里，看大家表情都很严肃。
When I say this, I see that Your facial expression is serious.
也许大家会有一点罪恶感,
Maybe you feel a little bit guilty.
It
seems like that we're all living in such kind of life.
如果我有钱,
If I had money, I would change or move to a bigger house.
如果我有钱,
If I had money, I would buy a better car.
我们也都在追求事业的成功,
We pursue success in our career.
我们盼望在, 事业上更有成就,
We expect that we accomplish more in our career.
我们可以赚取更多的报酬,
We can earn more income.
改善我们家里的生活品质,
Improve our life quality.
我可以, 每一年出去旅游三次,
I can go to travel for 3 times every year.
最近的地方到南美洲,
To the closest place to South America.
最远的地方我要到太空去,
The farthest place is to the universe.
哎,不要笑, 现在已经开始了,
Don't laugh, it has started already.
所以我们要问,我们应不应该这样呢?
So we should ask, should we be like this?
我特别要在这里跟大家说, 传道书里所说的,不是要我们都放下工作, 都放下生活中的享受, 都放下在工作上进取的心态。
I want to explain specifically here what Ecclesiastes said here. It doesn't say that we should quit our job, stop the enjoyment in our life, or get rid of the ambitious attitude of making progress.
如果是这样, 我看我们当中有一些学生回家就跟爸爸妈妈说, 我不要回学校了。
If it's like this, many students would tell their parents that they don't want to go back to school.
所罗门在这里告诉我们, 我们应该清楚知道人生的价值到底是什么。
What Solomon is telling us is to be clear about our life value.
人生当中的一些东西, 比方说我们的知识, 我们的财富, 我们的成就等等。
Things in our life, like wealth, knowledge, achievements, pleasure.
甚至于包括我们的欢乐,
Even the pleasures in our life.
都有一定的好处。
Have some benefits.
请听的, 有一定的好处。
Please be careful. It means some benefits to a certain extent.
所以也是值得世人有限度的追求和向往。
They are worthwhile for people in the world to pursue and long for to some extent.
如果你看2章的24节,
If you read verse 2, chapter 2, verses 24,
上帝吩咐我们要享受福乐跟欢心,
God asks us to enjoy happiness and joy.
因为吃喝快乐是上帝给人的恩典跟赏赐。
Because eat, drink, happiness are the grace and the reward that God gives to people.
而这也是人的应得的份。
They are what people should get.
所以如果你在, 吃喝上, 在生活上, 在享受上面, 有上帝的恩典, 各位, 你根本不需要有罪恶感。
So if those are grace from God, we shouldn't feel guilty.
因为这些是上帝赐给你的。
They are blessed from God.
可是因为这样, 我们就应该知道, 从, 这个是上帝给我们的, 人就应该知道, 这一切东西, 在上帝里面才有意义。
So since they are from God, we should know that they are meaningful only in God.
如果你只是单纯地追求这些东西, 是没有长久的价值和永恒的意义的。
If we just pursue this purely, they have no everlasting value or eternal significance.
假如我们认为知识、财富或者其他的东西, 就是我们生命当中应该追求的。
If we think that wealth, knowledge, achievements are what we should pursue in our life,
而这些事物的价值就代表人生的意义的话，那么你最后一定会遭遇失望跟虚空。
But if we think that the value of these things represent the meaning of life, then we'll definitely experience disappointment and meaninglessness in the end.
所以，传道书的作者在告诉我们，不要过分去依赖我们的工作成就、我们的财富或者其他可以为人带来好处的东西。
So the author of the Ecclesiastes is telling us that we should not rely too much on our job achievements, wealth, or other things that will bring benefits to us.
这些东西不能为人保证他的生命，或者让我们的人生更有意义。
These things cannot guarantee people's life or make our life more meaningful.
事实上，人生的虚空就是因为人不认识这些东西的真正价值。
Actually, the meaninglessness of life is due to the fact that people don't realize the true value of these things.
而在不知不觉当中，以他们为人生的目标。
And take them subconsciously as their life purpose.
就像在现实的生活里面，我们看见许多的例子。
It's like many examples we see in our real life.
人追求成就、知识、财富，
People pursue achievements, knowledge, and wealth.
以这些为中心。
And take them as the focus of your life.
结果反而变成，这些，财务，这些成就，这些，享乐的劳役。
But turn out that they are enslaved and manipulated by these things.
很多人人生的意义就被这些东西所支配。
And the meaning of life of many people is manipulated by these things.
结果失去了人生当中最宝贵心灵里面真正的满足。
And then they lose the most valuable things in their life. And the true satisfaction in their heart.
我有一个亲戚，他跟他的先生跟我们在座的大多数人一样。
I have a relative, she and her husband, like most of us here.
他们在台湾，大学毕业以后就到美国来留学。
After college graduation, in Taiwan, they came to the United States to study.
他们两个都拿到博士学位。
They all received a PhD degree.
然后就在美国工作，
Then they started to work in the United States.
工作了几年以后就自己创业。
After several years, they started their own business.
他们赚了很多很多的钱。
They earned a lot of money.
我真的不知道他们有多少钱。
I really don't know how much money they have.
但是我讲一件事情。
But I want to tell you one thing.
他们买车就像我们买菜一样。
They buy cars like grocery shopping.
而且他们买的不是普通的轿车。
The cars that they bought are not ordinary cars.
他们买的都是4-5万美金起跳的车。
What they bought are all more than 40 to 50,000.
他们家三个人九部车。
They own nine. They have three family members, but they own nine cars.
还有一台还是两台 BMW 的摩托车。
They also have a motor, BMW motor cars.
他们开去市场买菜的车是宾士400。
The car that they drove to, for grocery shopping is 宾士四百。
Mercedes 400。所以你去他们家里，
So if you visit their home,
常常他会带你去看他的房子。
They will offer you a tour in their house.
但是有一个地方他一定会让你看的。
They will definitely ask you to see one place in their house.
就是他们的车库。
Their garage.
他们的车库像是名车展览场。
So their garage is like an exhibit of famous cars.
可是，像这样富有的人家，却有一个不知道怎样弥补的遗憾。
However, such a rich family, they also have a regret that they do not how to make it up.
这一家的独生子 大学毕业以后，一直到现在，大概30出头了。
They have only one son who is in his 30s.
他到现在还不能自己出来工作。
He still cannot work independently since college graduation till now.
他还是依赖他的父母。
He still depends on his parents.
他不是一个智能上有障碍的孩子，
He's not a disabled child mentally.
而是这对夫妇在年轻的时候太忙于工作。
But it is because the couple were busy working when they were young.
没有好好花时间在这个儿子身上，
They did not spend enough time on their son.
所以他们跟这个儿子的关系也不算很好。
So their relationship with the son was not good either.
这对夫妇其中一位说，
One of the parents said,
他们宁愿用他们这一生赚取的所有的金钱，来换取他儿子的独立跟自立。
So he said they would like to exchange all their wealth that they earned for a mature and independent son.
各位从这上面，我想你不难看出来，当人把生命的意义和价值放在财富或者成就等等这些事情上的时候，最后出现的往往是失望和空虚。
So I think it is not hard for you to see that when we bind the significance and value of life to wealth and achievements, we will be disappointed and feel meaningless in the end.
各位弟兄姐妹，再过几年，2009年就过了。
Brothers and sisters, 2009 will be over in a few days.
在这岁末年终的时候，
At the end of the year,
我们可能都把希望寄托在明年。
We all put our hope in the next year.
我们都会计划明年要做的事情。
We will all plan what we are going to do next year.
不知道大家是不是开始想这件事情了？
I don't know whether you start to think about this.
我想请大家想一想，我们明年有哪些计划？
I want all of you to think what your plan for next year's are.
当你在做这些计划的时候，这些计划里面我们所着重的事情是什么？
So in the planning, what do we focus in the plans?
我们是把眼光放在那种有长久意义的价值的事情上面，还是放在满足自己的物质欲望或者是成就等等的上面？
So do our eyes stare at long-term meaningful and valuable things, or at material desires that satisfy ourselves or achievements?
当然，我要再一次强调，吃喝快乐并不是不对。
Certainly, I want to emphasize again that eat, drink, and pleasures are not wrong.
神好赐百物给人。
God bless people with everything.
如果你有这样的丰富，感谢神。
So we should thank to God if we have such wealth.
可是我们大家一定要有一个观念，
But we should have a concept, a perspective.
追求这些事情固然没有错，但是我们要把生命的重心放在有长久价值的事物上面。
So although it's not wrong to pursue these things, we should focus our life on long-term valuable things.
大家都知道，学术界有一位巨人。
You all know there's a giant in the academy.
物理学家爱因斯坦，
The physicist Einstein.
他演绎出一个非常有名的相对论。
He deducted the most famous theory of relativity.
有名到我这现在还搞不清楚他是怎么回事。
He's so famous that I don't know what's going on with him.
可是他临终的时候是这样说的。
But this is what he said before his death.
我感觉自己是一个被捆绑的人，
I feel that I'm a person who has been bonded.
只匆匆地看到真理一眼，
I only glanced at the truth once,
然后就飞跑了。
and then it flew away.
他说：“但愿我能够脱离渺小知识的束缚。
I wish I could get rid of little knowledge.
然后才能认识广阔的宇宙。
I wish I could get rid of the binding of the little knowledge and then get to know the broad universe.
这位了不起了不起的科学家，他虽然知道自己有很多的知识，他也知道他的成就多么的伟大，可是他知道在这些之上还有更大、更永恒的真理。
The outstanding scientist knew that although he has a lot of knowledge and great achievements, he knew that there is a bigger and everlasting truth above all this.
弟兄姐妹，爱因斯坦聪不聪明？
Brothers and sisters, was Einstein clever, smart?
聪不聪明？不敢讲。
Smart? You dare not to speak?
你觉得他会不会比你聪明？
Do you think he's smarter than you?
我的答案是不会。
My answer is no.
因为如果我说你比爱因斯坦笨，你们下个礼拜都不来了。
If I say you are more stupid than Einstein, you won't come next week.
我说大家比爱因斯坦聪明是，你不用等到临终的时候，你才有这样的想法。
I say you are smarter than Einstein is because, we shouldn't have such thoughts before death.
你不用等到临终的时候才发现，原来自己所追求的、所拥有的是那么的短暂。
You do not need to wait till before the death and find out that what we pursue and own are temporary and limited.
你不用等到临终的时候才后悔说，我没有好好去追求那个永恒的意义。
You don't need to wait till before death and realize that, what I pursue is meaningless.
所以我建议大家把下面的两件事情放在你明年的计划里面。
So I suggest you put the following two things into your planning for next year.
我盼望大家开始追求的是属灵的满足。
I hope to see that what you pursue is spiritual satisfaction.
而不是只追求在这个世界上的满足。
Rather than the satisfaction in the secular world.
我们要做的第一件事就是请神改变我们。
The first thing we need to do is to ask God to change us.
在你的周报上面有几个格子要填。
In the bulletin, there are some blanks for you to fill out.
你最重要填的就是最后的两个格子。
The most important two blanks for you to fill out are the last two.
第一个，让神改变我们。
The first one, ask God to change us.
改变我们什么呢？
Change what?
改变我们的观念，改变我们的重心。
Change our perspective, change our focus.
我们信主之前已经被世界或者这个社会填满了许多的想法。
Before we believe in the Lord, our brain was filled with many ideas from the world or society.
就好像我们刚才所提到的这些人一样。
Just like what we mentioned, the people we mentioned.
我们应该去追求功成名就，我们应该去追求名利富贵。
People pursue success, achievements, fame, benefits, wealth and status.
可是当我们在追求这些东西，我们看见它的下场是虚空。
We now see that, when we pursue these things, the result was meaningless.
所以我们就应该请神来给我们新的观念、新的价值观。
So we should ask God for new perspective and new value.
让我们把重心也移转到新的价值观上面。
So that we can change our focus in our life to the new value.
我建议大家的做法是，当你在做一件事或者做一个决定的时候，你先问问自己。
What I want to suggest is, whenever you do one thing or make a decision, one thing you need to do is,
我能从这件事情上得到多大的满足？
So ask yourself how much satisfaction you can find in this thing.
这件事情能不能影响我跟神长远的关系？
Will this affect the long-term relationship between me and God?
比方说，你发现你有2个小时可以使用，
For example, you find that you have 2 hours to spend.
你是希望去看一部电影，还是看一场球赛，还是用来祷告？
Do you want to go to watch a movie, watch a ball game, or to use it for prayer?
如果你真的需要休闲，你当然可以去看电影或者看一场球赛。
If you really need leisure, certainly you can go to watch a movie or watch a ball game.
可是我请大家经过一个思想的过程。
But I hope that you have this thinking process.
去问一问这件事情对我到底有多大的满足。
And ask yourself how much satisfaction you can find in this.
让上帝在这当中引导你。
Let God to guide you in this.
让上帝的思想进到你的里面，
Let God's thoughts enter your mind.
以至于你有机会被神改变。
So that you have the opportunity to be changed by God.
第二件事是我们要知道，神是满足我们的神。
The second thing is, know our satisfaction is from God.
神满足我们什么呢？
What satisfaction?
神其实满足我们的一切。
Actually, God satisfies everything we need.
我要告诉大家，满足我们是神天天为我们做的事情。
I want to tell you that our satisfaction is what God does for us every day.
他知道我们所求所想的，
He knows what we need and think.
而且时常按着他的心意满足我们。
And always satisfy us according to His will.
只是很多时候，我们把他给的满足当作是理所当然。
But many times we take the satisfaction He gave us for granted.
举个例子来讲，我们觉得小孩子可以受教育。
For example, we think that children should receive education.
这是一件理所当然的事情。
We take it for granted.
当他们的年纪到了，
When they're old enough,
学校或者政府就有义务来教育这个孩子。
the school or the government should have the obligation to educate the child.
我们看到的是人的制度、人的法规。
What we see is man's institution, man's law and regulation.
可是这，我们常常不会想到，这是神在满足我们的需要。
We cannot think of it as God is satisfying our need.
所以，让我们学习把自己的事交托给神。
So let us learn to hand over the things we want to do to God.
学习我们的，从神那里得到我们的满足。
Learn to get satisfaction from God.
不要靠着我们自己去经营我们的生命。
Rather than relying on ourselves to manage our life.
就像在传道书里面，所罗门自己讲的，
It's like what Solomon said in the Ecclesiastes.
第11节，他说：“我查看我手所经营的一切事情。
Verse 11. I surveyed all that my hands had done.
”这些东西不能给我们带来满足，
These things cannot bring satisfaction to us.
而只有神的恩典可以满足我们。
It's only God's grace that can satisfy us.
这也是为什么保罗劝腓立比人常常感谢神。
That is why Paul urged the Philistines to often thank God.
因为无论是什么，满足都是从神而来的。
Because no matter what, satisfaction is from God.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天讲留不留得住。
Brothers and sisters, today, the sermon is about what we can keep.
我们都会去追求一些在我们欲望当中的事情。
We all would like to pursue some things that we desire.
不过，我们从这个传道者的口中，我们发现这些东西往往是留不住的。
But we find out that from the mouth of the teacher that we cannot keep these things.
除非这些东西是在上帝的当中。
Except these things are from God.
盼望我们既然明白了这个道理，在新的一年里面，我们可以更多追求属神的生命。
Since we now understand the point, we hope that we will seek after a spiritual life in the new year.
让我们从神那里得到更多的满足。
Let's receive more satisfaction from God.
尤其是关系我们长久跟神关系的那种属灵的满足。
Especially the spiritual satisfaction that affects our long-term relationship with God.
就我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow down together and pray.
在祷告的时候，我想也是我们跟神立志的时候。
When we pray, it's also time for us to set the resolution with God.
盼望我们有一点安静的时间，跟上帝说你明年要做什么。
Hope we have a time of quietness and tell God what we want to do next year.
你可以求上帝给你更多的丰富。
You may ask God for more richness.
但是求神更带领你看见这些丰富背后的意义是什么。
But ask God to guide you and see what's behind the richness.
你未来的一年要怎么样过你每天的生活？
How are you going to lead your life every day next year?
你真正值得追求的是什么？
What is that you really need to pursue?
亲爱的耶稣，你告诉我们。
Dear Jesus, you tell us.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如那一朵花呢。
Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of those flowers.
亲爱的耶稣，你告诉我们。
Dear Jesus, you tell us.
其实人所追寻的，在你眼中真的不如一朵花。
What we pursue in life, in your eyes, is not as one of flowers.
在你眼中所看重的是我们跟你的关系。
In your eye, you pay more attention to the relationship of us with you.
你叫我们不要忧虑吃喝什么。
You ask us not to worry what to eat and drink.
也不要担心我们穿什么。
Not to worry what we wear.
因为这些你都知道。
Because you know all this.
你也为我们预备。
You also prepare them for us.
还是想到你就是要我们花时间来亲近你，来追求你。
No, what I think is that you want us to spend more time with you, to be close with you.
因为在你里面。凡事才有意义。
Because everything becomes meaningful in you.
感谢主，你让我们看见这样一个真理。
Thank you, Lord. You let us see the truth.
让我们在新的一年当中立志做一个追求你的人。
Let us set the resolution in the new year that we want to be a person to pursue you.
跟随你真正做耶稣基督的门徒。
Follow you to be the true disciple of Jesus Christ.
让我们的生命被你改变。
And let our life be changed by you.
也知道你赏赐我们所有的满足。
You also bless us with all satisfaction.
谢谢主，听我们众人在你面前的祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天非常欢喜快乐。
They were very happy.
请大家看一下周报的祷告事项。
Please open your bulletin and let's see our prayer items.
不是报告事项，是祷告事项。
Not report items, but prayer items.
第四点、第五点，
Number four and number five.
请大家在祷告里面可以去感谢上帝赐给我们一个顺利圆满的圣诞节活动。
So in your prayer, we should thank God that our Christmas event had been very successful.
在这个活动当中，我们看见有很多人举手举止。
During the event, we saw many people raise up their hand and confess before God.
请大家为这些觉知的人继续祷告。
Please continue to pray for those who have confessed.
而且在圣诞节当天，有许多的童工投入侍奉。
And during the Christmas day, many co-workers spend a lot of time and energy in the event.
在这之前，更有许多的童工脑力激荡，策划出一个非常好的圣诞晚会。
And before this event, many co-workers thought hard and created such a wonderful program.
也求神纪念这些童工们的辛劳。
Please remember the hard work of these co-workers.
但是在那一天最欢乐的事情，我想莫过于第五点。
But the happiest moment should be number five.